He grew up in a small town. He was well-liked. He always had lots of friends. He did well in school, both academically and socially. His room was always clean, and his hair was short. He went to church every Sunday. He even sang in the church choir. He never used drugs or alcohol, and he stayed away from the boys who did. His parents were so proud of him. They loved him, and he loved them. That's why it was such a surprise when it was discovered. He was a serial killer.
Purchased a 20mm fully automatic Glock machine pistol, and they denied me the sale. I couldn't believe it. The guy behind the counter says, "Sorry, buddy, but you got 2 felonies, a dozen assaults, and like 50 misdemeanors on your record. Guys like you shouldn't have guns." Oh man, I was pissed. I'll tell you, if I was packing, I would have plugged that pompous ass right then and there. But I still love America. I know you're thinking, how can I tolerate a country that outlaws switchblades, nunchucks, and M80s? I mean, these are children's toys, for crying out loud. I'll tell you, after my little incident, I called my congressman. I said, "Listen here, I'm being unfairly persecuted, and my Second Amendment rights are being violated. I got the right to protect myself just like anybody else does." He says, "You're right. It's these damn liberals. They keep trying to impose their ideology with no respect for anybody else's viewpoint." So, he makes a few phone calls, and not only did I get the gun sale approved, but I got a formal apology from the governor and the Secretary of Defense. The NRA made me an honorary member, and its president sent me an autographed MAC-10 machine gun with 50,000 rounds of armor-piercing ammo. Oh man, it was great. The next day, I robbed 2 banks, 2 liquor stores, a supermarket, I did a drive-by in front of the mall, Burger King, and of course the post office. Then I shot and disabled 2 police cars, 2 fire trucks, an ambulance, and 1 of those stupid little meter-made scooters. Then I went to the harbor, I shot 2 luxury yachts, a Coast Guard patrol boat. Then, to finish the day off nice, I hijacked a helicopter and shot out all the windows of a 52-story office building. Oh man, it was great! Nowhere can a guy turn his life around like in America.